This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning, an opportunity to talk to national host Gordon Deal. This morning, America's First News with Gordon Deal. Now on 2 hours every morning, 5 to 7. Gordon Deal joins us right now. Gordon, good morning.
Morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
So talk about, first of all, how long have you been doing the program?
This, I got to do quick math here. This is, November will be 19 years.
Wow. And you probably...
It's been a good run.
Yeah, you've probably been in the industry a long time, I imagine.
Yeah, I started in college when my failed attempt to become a professional soccer player fizzled out. So I joined the college radio station where I went to school at Rutgers University in New Jersey and started doing play-by-play for football, basketball, baseball, soccer, sports like that. And that kind of just got me interested in radio initially, and then it kind of just blossomed more into the news side of things.
And, of course, you get an early start every morning. What's one of the benefits of having to be on the air and be working so early in the morning just in terms of seeing the news of the day ahead of other people?
That's a good point. You know, I often feel it's my job to communicate as much as I know between the hours that I'm on the air. So, as you mentioned, it's fresh from overnight. Maybe not everybody has heard it. I'm trying to find that freshest angle so people have something good to talk about in the morning when they get to work or when they get to school. I love it. It's because it's usually fresh to me since I go to bed probably earlier than most. But it's tremendous fun. I love it. It's always something new, it seems. Never dull in the news department.
So how early does your alarm go off?
The first one, 2:30. The one that gets me out of bed, probably 2:39 after the 9 minute snooze.
So, okay, so you're right in there, with me. Mine goes off at 2:19 in the morning. So,
right, and then I'm trying to be out the door by 3 after I freshen up a little bit and grab the coffee and whatever cold leftover food is in the refrigerator from the night before. Get to the office around 3:20-ish, 3:25, and then start furiously piecing together the show.
Now, at least being in the bigger city area, being up that early, you don't have as many issues with commuting.
No, true. The only obstacles I have in the morning at that hour, and you can probably relate, would be deer, foxes, and raccoons. Those are like my trifecta, because I live and work in central New Jersey, so I'm probably 50 miles south of New York City and 50 miles north of Philadelphia. I work almost smack dab in the middle, so I'm about a 20-minute ride from work. So I don't hit any kind of big city traffic, thankfully, but what I do face on the way in the pitch black is wildlife. So I literally tiptoe in my car on the way to work.
Wildlife and people driving home from working at bars.
I do pay attention to those. Thankfully, there's not that many cars on the road, at least in suburbia where I am. But you know what that's like. When those headlights are coming at you, I just want to make sure I don't see anything unusual. And where might I swerve if there's an opportunity where I have to actually react to something?
Now, along with doing your program, you're busy in some other things as well, and you've kind of stayed with the whole arena, so to speak, of sports announcing.
Yes. So one of my side jobs that takes up a lot of time in the fall, especially on Sundays, is that I'm the stadium announcer for the New York Giants football team. That's, you know, 8 to roughly 10 weeks, right? 2 preseason games generally and then 8 regular season games. So I only do home games. I'm not the radio play-by-play guy. I'm not the TV guy. I am the voice inside the stadium. So that's one of them. I coach high school soccer in the fall also. Those things collide. I'm a private soccer trainer as well. I like to stay busy. My attention span is very short, so as long as I stay active, I feel it keeps me out of trouble when I'm not doing radio stuff.
Now, when you are coaching soccer, do you guys have your matches Fridays or Saturdays, or how does that work?
So the high school schedule in New Jersey, where I am, is terrible. So we generally play three games a week, which is anti-everything I think that the United States Soccer Federation would prefer. So we play sometimes Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, sometimes Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. But often it's three games a week, which is a lot. It just doesn't allow kids, doesn't allow teenagers a ton of time to recover. And it's not what the soccer world in college mimics. It's not what the soccer world professionally mimics. But we still have kind of these arcane rules, which I feel put kids at a disadvantage sometimes.
Now,
that's my soapbox.
In the area that you live, are you having to travel long distances for games, or is everybody fairly close?
Yeah, no, we're fairly close, and we're so populated in New Jersey. We don't have to go far to find an equally competitive school, to have a good match against. They're often kind of nationally ranked teams from our area, so it's very easy to find those games. Every school, I think, in New Jersey, has a soccer team, a high school soccer team. So there's plenty of competition, for sure, and good.
And this has got to also collide with that getting up early part of your life.
Well, I don't get a ton of sleep this time of year, but I love it. I often joke these are self-inflicted things that I have in my life, right? So I work from, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, till get off the air at 7, do some administrative work, go to the gym, come home, do more work to prep for the next day's show, then go out and coach soccer. And then sometimes, even when the night is over, come back and do some more prep work for the radio show the next day. If some breaking news kind of needs analysis or attention on our part.
How has doing what you do professionally with the news program changed since you started 19 years ago?
Good question. Podcasting, for one, and we've been putting out a podcast for a really long time, to the point where people were still deciding if podcast was a good name for that type of broadcast. So I want to say second or third year into the radio program, we started churning out a podcast before it came really popular and everybody thought they could do it. So that's certainly the big one. And then social media has changed. Obviously, it delivers the news much more quickly. There are more resources these days, and along with that comes plenty of folks with opinions on social media and ways to reach you. So a lot of that has changed. I feel like it's the relationship with the listener is more personal at times, which is great. There are many more sources to choose from. I think that those are certainly the two biggest. And then throw in podcasting in the mix, and it's for what we do, which is essentially sell advertising. It's a bigger fight, for a piece of that advertising dollar pie.
When we started as a full-time news talk station, I think 16 years ago, we began podcasts back then, and a lot of people said, what? And somebody kind of had a pushback and said, well, can't you just listen to it when it happens? It's like, well, yeah, you can listen to the interview like people are listening to you right now. But in about 15, 20 minutes at the top of the hour, I'll get this up. It'll be a podcast, and hundreds more people can hear it over the course of however long it stays up there, which is a very long time.
Right. Perhaps you don't have access to a radio at the office if you didn't get a chance to hear it on the way in. But thanks to podcasting, you can listen to it perhaps on your car on the way home. So I think, and as you know, that kind of makes the audience global. Right, to a certain extent, right? You're in the Umpqua Valley, but by all means, anybody listening in the UK or any continent can tap in if they would like to.
Yeah, and we run into that here with, we've got some snowbird folks that go down to Arizona or Palm Springs in the winter. We find out that they are still listening to at least a part of our news programming during the day because they want to find out what's going on around Roseburg in the Umpqua Valley. It's also great, especially for our sports partner station, The Score, down the hall, when you've got, you're playing a team from another part of the state and you've got a kid that's doing really well. Well, Grandma in Nebraska can listen too.
I have one gentleman who sends me the occasional email from France over the summer. He's on I think he describes he's on a yacht with his family sailing the canals of France, and emails to say, hey, coming in loud and clear via podcast, just wanted to let you know, by the way, here's a picture of my family, we're listening to you. So yeah, the global outreach I think is fantastic. I get emails from all over the world from people who listen. It's fascinating.
Yeah, we actually had somebody out of town once that was down in Honduras or Guatemala in an area that barely had, well, very primitive infrastructure, yet they were able to access us and listen to us there. And that really changes the ball game for your affiliates, for your local stations, too.
Yeah, along those lines, there's a woman who teaches business at a university in Brazil, and she will occasionally email and say, hey, I heard a particular segment on the show, can you send a link to that story, or can I hear that again, you know, through some link. I got a guy in Japan who listens because he likes my English and he's trying to improve his English. You know, it's fascinating. You forget sometimes what podcasting can do and the reach it has.
Well, Gordon Deal joins us every weekday morning 5 to 7 for This Morning, America's First News with Gordon Deal. And since we expanded from 1 hour to 2 a few weeks back, wanted to kind of get you on, get connected so people could have another reason to wake up a little earlier than normal maybe and listen to you. So we appreciate you being on this morning. And I know you've got more soccer to deal with and other fun things, so we'll let you get back to it. But thanks for being on this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. 8:43 at the Morning Report.